The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Thursday, the 11th of June, 2026, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. We've got headline after headline after headline to interrogate this morning, so let's get the show started. Let me remind you about the Jeannie Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group Hope Walk 2026. This Saturday, June the 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay Park. That's where we meet to walk in honor of a survivor, in memory of a loved one, or simply to support those facing cancer today. Register now at gdcancersupport group.com. That's gdcancersupport group.com. Hope Walk 2026. We hope to see you there. Also, for the month of June, at Ponciana Paper Press, we have Radical Acts of Publishing, an exhibition of alternative books. The press is open Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Thursday and Friday, and on Saturdays, maybe a little longer sometimes, all the way up until 4 p.m., 5 p.m., The Press and Rabble Bookstore is open. Take a look at some radical acts of publishing. Also at National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, The Garland Woman, Uncovering Our Bahamian Selves. It is a permanent exhibition. The Garland Woman reflects on the life and accomplishments of the late Patricia Glinton McCullis, recognizing her position as that of a visual art historian. All right, we've got lots to talk about this morning. I'm never quite sure where to start, so let's start here. An avid listener sent me a note. They say they live on Harbor Street off Fire Trail. They need sign department, Ministry of Works, and Road Traffic Department to please come to Harbor Street off Fire Trail Road. Here's why. Because apparently street signs were erected recently, maybe up signs. The stop signs have been erected on the road that is regarded as the main road or has the right of way. I just want to know who put the stop signs on the main road and why. And if you're going to make such a drastic road change, like you change the sense of how roads work, wouldn't you spend a considerable amount of time educating the driving public, bringing awareness to the residents in the area of the major road change? See, like, this is when we talk about how the state criminalizes people. You make a bunch of road changes and then you don't tell people what's expected of them. Right? You make a bunch of road changes, you don't tell people what's expected of them, and then you just let them do whatever they want to do. I'm speaking specifically to the people who have started just running red lights now. They just peek their head through the blind corner where nobody could see and decide it's okay for them to run the red light. In fact, this tiny little segment was not just sponsored by that caller, but also by the police truck whose number I'm not going to call at this very, very moment, SP0-something-something. The police truck was directly in front of me yesterday after the show. We're on, what's this, Horseshoe Drive behind the Guardian. So you go up the hill, the Carter Street. There's a stop sign there. Did y'all know there's a stop sign there? There's a stop sign there. Right? So we're on this hill. We're heading now towards Carter Street, heading sort of north on Horseshoe Drive. The jitney stops in front of Barabbas. Doesn't really pull on the side. It just stopped middle of the road. So what do the police do? Without using their horn, without using their turn signal, without using their siren, the police just yuck out the truck from behind the bus to overtake on a hill with what is essentially a blind corner, right? That's what the police decide to do. Cool. Cool. If it were an emergency, they would have used the sirens, but that's cool. It's cool. I'm not a police. I don't know what constitutes an emergency, apparently. That's not the problem. The problem is after the police did that, two cars behind me decide they're going to do the same thing. And what do? They overtake four cars to follow the police in front of the bus. You think the police did anything? No. Do you think the police are aware that when they don't follow the rules, people still following them? I don't know. Anyway, that was a quick segment. I see the phone line is jumping. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning, Miss Green.
Morning.
I was trying to get you early and get everything out of there. Yesterday, your show, to me, was so exciting. You needed about 3 hours to complete that show with Mr. Ingram. You only had 1 hour, and you didn't take no call. You were so engrossed with all the information.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to call you in because I wanted to hear some things about writing, things about history and all that.
Okay.
Before we go, I also heard you talk about the Hope March, Run and Walk March, coming up on the weekend, I think.
Yes, sir.
Also, I heard on Naughty's show on the 13th, which I think is Friday also, 13th, or whatever that is.
Saturday,
okay, up at the sports center, the baseball stadium. For some of their one of their old friends that went through all kind of operation, losing legs from diabetes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to raise funds. So, you know, we need to help each other and so forth. But I really wanted to ask you to help. I've been trying to find a way to get to you. Because one time I met you in Guardian Lobby and I gave you a picture of my mother back then. And I told you her story. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to find out the way for you to hook me up. My number is 437-2072. To hook me up, because you will tell you these little historical things you didn't know about.
We need to hook you up.
In my history, I don't know how to do the writing. I could maybe sit down and be interviewed by
one
of those ladies like Miss Butler.
Right.
To put it to either a video or in some way, I could do that. I could do the vocal and stuff like that. And then there's another thing: the history of the Valley Boys.
Mm-hmm.
The Valley Boys has been there from 1958.
Mm-hmm.
We keep talking about that every year, every Jokaloo season. Now the Valley Boys split into two Valley Boys.
I got
the history of the Valley Boys and people like Cleto Munnins, Rosie Cadet, they're the last living legends. But even although they went off to university and stuff, it is only being talked about in the bars, but there's no book, there's no history written on paper about the finding of the Valley Boys. I got a call the other day from the cabinet office. That picture I sent you, but my mother, she, there's proof. Gus Cooper dead and gone, and all of them Doyle Burrs, let me tell you. My mother, they used to call her Aunt Granny. She worked for Malcolm Gas Station, Eddie Malcolm on Bay Street. She gave Gus
Sparky,
Cooper
Sparky, hold on, Sparky. I know, I got a lot of calls. I want to say that I appreciate what you're saying, and the audience also appreciates what you're saying. While you were talking, I did a little research, and the text came in at the same time. And both of us are going to tell you, listen, the place to reach out to is the Oral and Public History Institute at the University of the Bahamas. The director of the institute is Dr. Tracy Thompson. Her contact number is 67, well, for the office, right? For the institute, the contact number is 677-3228. That's 677-3228.
Okay, before I go, I just wanted to say something quick.
Mm-hmm.
68 years Granny Fountain has never been honored in any way for starting Valley Boys. A woman started the men on Bay Street named the Valley Boys, and she's never been honored by nobody.
I got you. We got to work on that. Also, to Sir Franklin Wilson, I would like to beg you to give the public Oral and Public History Institute an endowment. Give them a sum of money that they could put into a financial mechanism that will perpetually generate, and for the purpose of stipending history students at the University of the Bahamas, whether they're doing it as a minor, as an elective, or their major, to engage in the project of collecting stories we would call oral history, right? Oral and Public History Institute at the University of the Bahamas. Thank you, Texter, for that information as well. Okay, next quick point before we dive right into the headlines. It's mango season. I'm telling y'all, this mango season could be short. Why? Because when the mango blossoms were on the tree, we were experiencing extremely heavy winds. Extremely heavy winds. So, if you see a mango, don't let it pass you by. Also, I want to just take a moment to acknowledge the work that Produce Exchange consistently does to bring local produce to the Bahamian people, to make it available and accessible, right? The government subsidizes the production of fruit produce. They buy high, they sell lower than they buy it for, to ensure that people could access nutritious food. Why is it nutritious? Because it's grown locally. So it's just going to have a greater nutrient count because it's taking less time to get to you. On that note, Produce Exchange have lemon meringue mangoes. Produce Exchange have lemon meringue mangoes. Now, since I send in a whole bunch of people to Produce Exchange, I must say, though, that we perhaps could enhance the service at Produce Exchange by increasing the number of cashiers available to the public, because this is an element of government that the public takes advantage of. Trust me, elderly people, people who are aware, local vendors, they frequent Produce Exchange. So sometimes it could be a long wait. So we just need to improve the service, right, by putting more people in place. The customer service is great. Customer service is excellent, 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 excellent. We just need more staff to move more people through the place quickly. The headlines. I saw this headline, Ramy to donate Senate salary to fund scholarships and grants. That was in yesterday's Tribune. Senator Latrey Ramy said he will donate his entire Senate salary to fund scholarships, business grants, and a, quote, new beginning, close quote, grant, saying the assistance he received from others helped him complete university and build his career. Mr. Ramming, the Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister, said the initiative will include two $5,000 scholarship grants for people 18 or older who are eligible for university, one grant for someone starting over, and five $1,000 business grants. Quote, I wouldn't be half of the person that I am today had it not been for the sacrifice of others, close quotes, he said in a video announcing the grants. Quote, I believe as others have done for you, you should return the favor and pour into others, close quotes. Mr. Ramming said his mother's decision to return to school later in life inspired the New Beginning grant. He said the business grants would be aimed at women. Quote, all of these grants are from the leader of the Women Dem to my women, close quotes, he said. Quote, I want to make this investment, close quotes. Listen. Quote, all these grants are Women Dem to my women, he said. I want to make this investment. The phrase, leader of the Women Dem, was popularized by the late Rodney Munker, who used it as a part of his public persona, usually jokingly. Mr. Ramming credited several people with helping him finish university, including Sir Franklin Wilson, Adrian Fox, Randy Penn, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis, Gawin Bo, and former Prime Minister Perry Christie. Quote, if it had not been for the sacrifice for my mom who went into Scotiabank to accept that loan, I wouldn't be where I am today, close quotes, he said, adding that a small network of support helped shape his life. All right. What an interesting article. I would like to, I guess I have to say out loud that this New Beginning grant, the tribute to your mother, this is wonderful and beautiful. We're going to take that and put that on the side. We're going to put it on the side in a safe room so people will understand that we're not talking about that. This is what we're talking about. First things first. How come it looked like every new senator have a podcast? How come it looked like every new senator have a podcast? Y'all going to be on TV? Is that what it is? Second of all, why before you were appointed to the Senate? All of this work that you're doing, why were you not doing it before you were appointed to the Senate? What you're doing is not the work of the Senate. What you should be doing with your time is reading history. You don't have enough time in the day to be making podcasts if you're sitting in the Senate under the age of 55, because you got to spend your time reading history so you will know why they couldn't find Jerry Roker in town. And so you would know that calling yourself the leader of the women's Dem is offensive to women. See, it wasn't a persona, like, I won't get it correct, you know, because it says here, a part of his public persona. Leader of the Women Dem is actually a mockery. And you'd spend enough time with Mr. Munka, you would have heard him say it out loud himself, that these women are so... ignorant of the world around them. The detection, right? It was a mockery. He's making a mockery of the Women Dem. Right? Here's the third point. Now that you have made your way into the Senate, the upper house of the parliament, right? Now that you've reached this position of power and prestige, why are you trying to convince us that charitable efforts are sufficient? You are there to create structural reform. You are there to make things better so there's less of a reliance on charity. That's what your job is, young person. See, when I told the director of communications months ago that he should just delete his entire social media platform, just delete it and start over. People didn't understand what I was talking about. But now you have, the young man is taking up the position of a senator, and he's around the place calling himself the leader of the Women's Dem, which, let me remind you again, is a mockery of women. Right? That to empower them, they must be led by a man, among other things, right? And they said, listen, do not stress yourself out fighting the iniquities of the world. These old ways will die out with these old people. They didn't die out. It didn't die out. The young people are adopting all of the things that we thought would naturally fall away. And you know why they didn't naturally fall away? Because things will not naturally fall away. You have to shift culture. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you this morning?
I am good, thank you.
I'm listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying about Latre Rami?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What if Mr. Eswet Johnson had done or said the same thing?
I would be ripping Ellsworth Johnson to pieces, because Ellsworth Johnson is a human rights advocate. He's worked for decades in this realm, and he understands how dangerous that language is. I would rip him to pieces.
So why, okay, this isn't the first time we're hearing this thing about leader of the Women Dem. How come you never challenge Rodney Munker.
How come you never heard me challenge Rodney Munker about it? I challenged Rodney Munker so much that he get up on his own radio show, point his hand at the camera with the gun fingers and say, boom, bye, bye, Erin Green. Are you still gay, Erin Green? Boom, bye, bye. That's how much I challenge Rodney Munker.
So are you offended by somebody?
Hold on. Am I offended by somebody pointing gun fingers at the camera? Pause. Pause.
Wanted to be leader of the women there?
You didn't hear what I was saying, hey? The man himself said that it was a mockery. The man himself said it was a mockery. The man himself said he was making fun of the women because they're too foolish. They so foolish that they let me call myself the leader of the women's them. They obviously need protection.
Who man said that?
The man who called himself the leader of the women's them. Who are we talking about, Uncle?
Who, Mr. Rame?
Mr. Munker.
Oh, okay. Good. But I'm not talking about Mr. Munker. Going on now. But I'm talking about the Trey Rame. I think that's a good gesture for the Trey to give out some scholarship.
It is. I didn't say, pause. I didn't say it wasn't a good gesture. However, right? Your initial move as you've moved into the echelons of power is to reinforce a reliance on charity, positioning yourself as a superstar, as opposed to digging your heels in to ensure that we see structural reform in our lifetime.
Okay, in Brother Latre Ramin
defense.
Trey was one of those who was instrumental in me getting an eye surgery. So the trade does a lot of things behind the scenes. He doesn't come out and say everything he does. Now, I am a benefactor of what the trade does, mm-hmm. help me with an eye surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why I felt obligated to come to his defense.
I got you. I appreciate that, right?
Everything he does, he come out on.
I got you. The point, though, is... You jeopardized the perception of your own integrity to get to a position of power to do what? What are you now doing? You are not insisting or demanding structural reform, right? Which is, here's what structural reform would look like in this particular instance, right? You're not demanding that your own government solidify a medical healthcare personnel protocol that ensures that we have enough nurses and doctors available, whether they're Bahamian or not.
Okay,
he's a part.
My niece, Miss Green.
Okay.
Do you think you don't believe you're jumping the gun? The Trey hasn't said nothing in the Senate yet. Let's hear his first presentation in the Senate.
That's the point, Uncle. Hold on,
yeah.
Uncle. That's the point. Hold on. That's the point. That's the point right there. Bang. We haven't heard from any. We haven't heard from. We haven't heard from Small. We haven't heard from Johnson. We haven't heard from Ramming. Uncle.
Beat us yet. So let's hear them first.
Uncle.
And then let's judge them. Let's not prejudge.
I don't want to cut you before I make the point, but you wouldn't let me say it. I can say it one more time.
Take the point.
That is the point, that they have not said anything in Senate yet, but they are all over the world promoting their new podcast, talking about things that they could have talked about when they weren't in the Senate, but those things were not politically expedient at that time. That's the point that I am making. What is this for? Is it for good governance or is it for good public relations?
This could be a part of progress.
I guess. I don't know, Uncle. That's not the type of progress I'm looking for. That's not the point. They have not said a thing in Senate yet, but they're already superstars. They already got these world-class podcasts. Right, they already have a schedule of shows. It's been in the works. This is what is so fascinating. The party that, while in opposition, gutted the media, right? They started that while they were in opposition. They made their way into the House of Assembly and continued the gutting of the media. To turn around for 4.5 years and not answer one question sensibly. They didn't answer one question sensibly. And in fact, when the reporters get to the nitty-gritty, they just shut down and start calling people stupid and incompetent. 4.5 years of the most incoherent, opaque, it's not transparent, it's not a solid block, but it ain't transparent, right? Opaque communications for 4.5 years, right? And then the people who you appoint in your new government after that 4.5 years that were a part, either your party communications team or your, you appoint them, and all of a sudden they have brand new, they have the most professional podcast spaces. They're so eager to talk to the public. So eager to talk to the public. That's the point, Uncle. We did not expect young people to come into the halls of power to reinforce these dangerous, dysfunctional, and corrupt cultures and practices. That's not what the Bahamian public expected when you spend all that money on them ads with them young people talking about, I chose progress. I'm being brave with brave. I chose progress. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? I miss you?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good morning, ma'am. How you doing?
I am so glad you take the time out to correct him on the leader of the woman them situation, because that is very rude and insulting to even say that. And I see Mr. Monte used to do that. And I've heard him tell you many times and respond to you many times when it came to him saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But that is very distasteful, and I don't know why they think it's so cute.
It's not. It just is unbelievable. And then, because you know I'm going to follow this up with the Commissioner of Corrections story and the apology that he gave, right? Like, maybe people will understand what we mean when we say that this is a culture. This is entrenched.
And,
go on.
Who should be calling himself the leader of the woman then? Because at the end of the day, he barely know what a woman is.
Miss. I will say this. Father Thompson said, you don't catch sense till you're 40 as a man. You don't catch sense till you're 40. Bradley Roberts said, and I paraphrase, you don't understand the fullness of manhood, masculinity, what it means to be a man until you hit 60. Right? And so we could rest just upon this. I'm not sure that Mr. Ramming has experienced enough of the world to call himself leader of the women's dem. How do you look into the faces of the matriarchs in your community, in the constituency that you was hoping to get a seat for, in government? How do you look in these women's faces after you call yourself the leader? I'm a child to some of them. Use a children if I'm a child. Let's go to the text line before we transition to the stories. Formal apology. Claire must resign over sexist remarks and male absence. That's the root of this set of stories. But let's go to the phone line. Erin, did I hear correctly when a minister said the golden yolk eggs would be more expensive than regular because they're organic? No, he couldn't have said that. He could not have said that. Listen, I have not heard him say that. I saw the story. I didn't get into it because I got about 12 other stories to talk about. And since we don't have to import them, they should be cheaper or the same price. Is the government tripping? Here's the thing about organic, right? For something to be allowed, to enable it to be marketed as organic, it must be certified organic. To be certified organic, you must have a professional who certifies organic produce. To be a professional that certifies organic produce, you have to go through professional certifications and training to be the person who determines whether your produce meets the standard required to be marked. Why this political rhetoric, organic Bahamian, is so hilarious. Because all you're doing is recreating imperialism, you know. You're saying to be an organic Bahamian, somebody has to, outside of your Bahamianness, has to endorse your Bahamianness. No, so the minister could not have said that the reason the eggs cost that much is because the eggs are organic. If I tell y'all, I have my little golden yolk pamphlet right here. We're going to read some of these headlines quickly. Producer, that's a great idea to go to the break right now. I can't believe I don't have my golden yolk zine in front of me. We're going to read from that at some point. But not once in any of the articles that I've read about golden yolk did anybody ever suggest that these eggs were supposed to be organic, or that the protocol has been put in place for all of the farmers who are participating in the golden yolk program can follow the protocols or have the capacity to produce organic eggs. So we know they be talking. He ain't lead, will Ramming be bidding for any government $1 million contracts? He ain't leading me, not with those convoluted OPM defense stories and IRCA complaints he puts out. LOL at young person, but really this new crop is amusing at best. See, this is what I'm saying, right? Like, I'm 50. I ain't no young person. In context, like with a Sir Frankie Wilson, I'm maturing. But Mr. Ramming, you are an adult. You're a big grown man at this point. Big grown men don't go around the place calling themselves leader of the women's dem. Thank you so much, Ms. Green, for correcting him. They think it sounds cute. We're going to go to the break. That's the music. When we get back from the break, Claire must resign over sexist remarks. Members appointed to the House committees, five brawls. What's happening in the House of Assembly? Y'all wouldn't stop rowing. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. You're on the clock with Erin Green.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
What? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe Girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool,
so wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we did.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you send.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together, enjoy fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register at gdcancersupportgroup.com.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Cancer touches far too many families, but hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in strength, healing, and support. Enjoy community fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register today at gdcancersupportgroup.com. Let's take every step forward together for hope.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
To the world, he is your dad, but to you, he is the world. Shower your dad with love with a gift from Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale, Friday, June 9th through Saturday, June 17th. Save 20% off selected tool sets, luggage, and fishing, diving, and camping gear, except on net items. Shop at Kelly's House and Home on Saturday, June 8th, and if you are standing on the lucky spot, you could win a gift basket for Dad. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Shop Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale, June 9th through 17th. Happy Father's Day from Kelly's House and Home.
This tourist gal, she come here on a tour. Free Peachy Hotel, and she fun before. Looking like a peach, she stepped down from the plane. Quick as a wink, Jerry the tall man to her explain. I gon' wine and dine you, hook and twine you, make your blood run hot. Twist you, turn you, you gon' learn merengue on the spot. I don't care where you come from.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Producer, that's what happened on the port? That's what happened on the port, hey? I believe you. That's what happened on Americans Arrested. I'm just... Four officers, five American Cruise passengers remained in police custody last night after a brawl at Nassau Cruise Port spilled into the tourism police station, where police said the suspects violently struggled with officers, injuring four and smashed a glass door. This story is Nassau Tribune, yesterday's edition, 10th of June. So the last night would have been the 9th of June. What a time. But I tell you what, maybe the tourists just be like, hey, this is what you do in Nassau. Y'all just row and fight. Right there in the House of Assembly, we shall row and fight too. I am going to transition, but here's the text. The text says, good day. If Claire must resign, so must Halkidas. I okay with all of that, you know. I am okay with all of that. Halkidas could just do the honorable thing, according to the Westminster system, and resign. Now, we must acknowledge that our model of the Westminster system, our Constitution was enhanced from a generic model, and perhaps from the very inception we began straying away from the Westminster model. But the honorable thing is to resign. That's it. You just resign. As to Mr. Clare, Commissioner of Corrections, he's issued a formal apology following remarks made on Thursday the 9th during the sign-in ceremony for the cohort. I want to look at the statement, because from I read the first line of the statement, I was ready to throw it away. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Maybe I'm a bit testy. Maybe it's the heat. Maybe it's because I don't know when my power is going to go off. Right? Here it is. On Thursday, June 9th, 2026, during the signing-on ceremony for the 81st cohort of Squad A, I made remarks that were perceived as discriminatory and offensive toward women. Stop right there. Let me tell you why Mr. Clare has to resign. The first is, it's not about perception. The comments were offensive. Simple. The comments were offensive, because here's why. Here's why. There's a real discussion to take place, you know. If the majority of prisoners are male, we would want to see the staff, the gender ratio reflect. We would like to see it reflect the population ratio in terms of gender, right? That's reasonable. We also know that prison is prison. Prison is a place where you got to keep people who don't follow the rules. We call them bad boys. You're going to need physical intimidation, right, to deter prisoners from certain behaviors. We get that. The conversation should have been ensuring that all candidates meet stringent physical requirements for their assignments, right? That's what the conversation should be about. Because if that's what the conversation is about, then we could say, yes, the men and the women need to become stronger and fitter. They need to be so confident in their bodies, right, that they could pick two prisoners up like small cards, like a cube and a note, and bang them together like cymbals to cause calm in the space. The conversation isn't about whether women could do the job. The conversation is about whether we are preparing the candidates, whether they're the job. That's the real issue. That you would jest about it. That, right, like, were you so uncomfortable? Like, remember when the officer in charge of road traffic told us we disagreed with the government's policy decision? And so subsequently we've decided we ain't going to enforce the law? You can't be nervous like that. What you said was offensive. It is discriminatory. It does have grand impact on the candidates, on the new cohort, on the existing officers, all of it. Even on the prisoners, because they listen to the news too. You should just resign. That's why. But the first sentence seals it all. That were persecutory and offensive towards women. No, they are. It's not about perception. They are. And anybody who doesn't understand that should not be working in a prison, in a public service. Simple. Simple. It's not a joke. It's not perception. You shouldn't be joking about things like that. Now, to Halkidas, resign. It's just too much. This is exactly the principle. Whether you're guilty or not, the circumstances cause such a distraction that you should just step away. Look at what you have the speaker in the house saying. Good morning, caller.
2 points that happened with the American tourist the other day.
Yes.
I do believe. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting to hear Mr. Herschel Walker apologize to the public and to the police and their families for the injuries they caused. Now, if that was us, he would have won a full investigation, and he would have called Donald Trump, and he would have done all kinds of things to make us look like the criminals.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to hear that. The next thing with Mr. Alkidas. When I went to the bank to open up an account with $100 or $200, I had to go get my MA debt certificate and all that. So to prove who I am and I'm a Bahamian citizen and to say they know their customer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this man dealing with $30 million, and he don't know who he's dealing with. That's like the planes would be lost millions of dollars. But you remember the plane?
No, I don't remember the plane. But I tell you what, I left a whole organization, right, because they didn't want to have board meetings in a sensible way to talk about a sizable amount of money. Anything over $10,000 is a sizable amount of money to me. Good afternoon, Aaron. The person that you spoke of, I heard him say on the news that the eggs were organic. You heard him say that? That's unbelievable. I still ain't find my little golden yolk pamphlet yet. I'm very upset at myself that I don't have a copy of it. In the selection of stories that I put together in that magazine, here we go. Here it is. See, it starts all the way. Golden Yolk Project to help meet food security. Our News, 28th of February, 2023. Here's the statement. According to the project's informational video, the 7 new poultry houses on New Providence and 38 on the Family Islands are built to withstand more extreme weather patterns like hurricanes and higher temperatures. According to the project's informational video, the 7 new poultry houses on New Providence and 38 on the Family Islands. That's February 2023, right? Then we go to 2025, Eyewitness News, Golden Yolk Egg Production set to begin by third quarter, says Sweden. Quote, the Golden Yolk Project, all buildings from A to E are under construction, close quotes. What is happening? How come the article in 2023 is written in a way that suggests that the houses exist? Not that they're being built, not that we plan to build them, not that we have a meeting to consider when we will begin assessing the plan to build them, none of that. It suggests that they're built, but we move all the way to 2025 and we have this quote that says, and this is Clay, quote, the Golden Yoke Project, all buildings from A to E are under construction, close quote. I tell you all, I really wanted to get to that zine. All right. Here we go. There's a text. Here we go again. What do you call a person with two? What do you call a person with two Chinese parents? What do you call a Haitian with two Haitian parents? What do you call an Australian with two Australian parents? So why would you say a Bahamian with two Bahamian parents cannot be called organic? Because organic is a specific industry term, and it has a specific meaning. And if you just keep taking words and applying them how you want, like how all of y'all have stopped stopping at the stop sign. Because stop no longer means come to a complete stop. It means, man, roll through, check. See what's happening. That's the same way y'all check age of consent. That's the same way you treat it. It don't mean, no, I cannot have sex with a person under this age. It means, well, give it a try and see how it go. Organic, the term, can only be used if the thing you're applying to it to has been certified organic. And it must be certified organic by an organic certifier. And that person must be certified to be able to certify produce and farms. Because it makes no sense to use this term in this instance. That's why I text him. Don't worry. Here's another text. You ain't leading me. Don't worry. I'm sure having heard you, the OPM will have the Labor Ministry announce an academy to create certified organic produce inspectors. When I heard the minister complaining about lower price eggs creating competition and the irrelevance of the packaging, I thought, what type of planning do they do for billions on feel-good initiatives? Surprised by competition, packaging not important for a consumer product? Hold on. So y'all using recycling packaging and y'all still can't bring the price down anymore? No? Okay. All right, that's my bad. We weren't even supposed to really talk about that today, but I'm glad that we did. I also have BPL stories on deck. I just felt so disrespected when I opened up that news clip and heard Joe Beth Colby talking about the other party didn't even have a plan. Alstom, A-L-S-T-O-M, Mr. Ramsey, who sat on the board for BEC, cannot make any decisions. Went to court, took responsibility for the Alstom them. Right? These things have happened throughout PLP and FNM administrations. You can't come to the people and crack them type of jokes in the House of Assembly, because it's only a joke, ma'am. It's only a joke. Here are the headlines I had for that story. Like I said, I had lots of notes today. Thompson, Nassau set for some of power outages. Troubling waters. Energy Minister Colby Davis clash with opposition MPs in the House over recent power outages on Cat Island, the one that shut down the whole Cat Island festival. But this headline in today's Tribune, Colby Davis, BPL ready for summer. That's as laughable as Pia Glover Roll going all the way to the where she went, the UN or someplace fancy, to tell them that the Bahamas is ready for AI. I just, what do you mean BPL is ready for summer? Let me tell you how unready y'all are for the summer. Does anybody have the public contact information for Bahama Grid Company? Remember on the coldest day of the year, we had an island-wide power outage, and I think it was that outage where BGC sent out a statement that said something like, we want to tell you when the power will be restored, but we cannot gain access to the control room or the control center nation. Remember that? Yeah. Does anybody have contact information for BGC? How does a customer call BGC to say that their power is off? Like where I live, we're not on a monitoring grid. So when the power goes off, the people them don't know that the power is off in our area. And when the power is restored, generally, they don't know whether our power came on or not. So now you telling me that I have nobody to call to tell them, hey, everybody, power came on but us? You are not ready. This is laughable. It is a joke. Y'all, did you just could say anything now? Do you think you were the prime? Only the prime minister could just get up in our face and say anything, do a little merengue spin and hum and go home. Cat Island. Be with his family. Anyway, we didn't even get to talk about what happened in the House of Assembly yesterday. The parliament row, the not backing down. And this, you're taking me to court. Carry me there. From the speaker, quote, you're taking me to court. Carry me there, she told Pintard, my legal team ready. Isn't this the same woman that says for politicians to report politician one allegations to police and not parliament? Didn't you tell him take the wife to the police? Isn't all of this a part of the vibe? You're just trying to table the thing. Thank you, producer. I lost myself for a second. I guess it is part of the package deal. Sometimes my producer have the answers for me right there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.